It's still Adar. Mishenichlas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. So I want to speak a couple of minutes on the Indian of Simcha. Even after Adar Lefi Rashi extends, the Gemara in Shabbos Laman of the days. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks the Stira, is Simcha a good thing or a bad thing? On the one hand, it quotes a pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech says about Simcha, that L'schoik Amarti Mehulol. I say schoik is praiseworthy. Schoik Amarti Mehulol, it's praiseworthy. And he says also the Shavachti and Yisra Simcha. I praise Simcha. And that, but on the other hand, he says, Alashim L'simcha Maza Oisa. What value does Simcha have? Gemara Yisra, is Simcha a good thing or a bad thing? The Gemara asks in Shabbos. And the Gemara answers that Simcha Shel Mitzvah is a good thing. Shavachti and Yisra Simcha, Simcha Shel Mitzvah is a good thing. Simcha She'ena Shel Mitzvah is a bad thing. Simcha Maza Oisa. What does the Simcha do? It's a bad thing. Simcha that's not of a mitzvah is Maza Oisa. It's ineffective. Simcha She'ena Shel Mitzvah. And Simcha Shel Mitzvah is good. And it quotes to teach us that the Shechina is not Shoyre. The Shechina can't come in a person, Loi Mitoich Atzvos, not when he's sad. The Loi Mitoich Atzvos, not when he's lazy. And it quotes a pasuk it quotes a pasuk in Malachim that somebody couldn't have nevuah, so he said kechuli minagim. He was too sad to have nevuah, so he said get somebody to play music. When he played music, then he could have nevuah. Because we said who was it? Tomer Ramay Shadan. So Shaul couldn't. Malachim Beis Gimel. Somebody couldn't have nevuah. He was sad, and when they started playing the music, that cheered him up. Then he could have nevuah. That's the Gemara's raya that Simcha Shel Mitzvah is a good thing. Simcha She'ena Shel Mitzvah is not a good thing. The Gemara speaks for quite a few lines about this. The Gemara relates the following thing. Ki yadu rabba, mikamei de pasach lul rabbanan, before he would start his shir, omar milsa de b'dichusa. He would say a joke, something softer, lighter. He would say something light. Ubadchi rabbanan, the rabbanan would start laughing. He would cheer them up. He'd have the rabbanan laughing. L'sayiv at the end, yasuv be'emsa. They would sit with Ema, with seriousness. U'pasach b'shmaitza. And they would start learning the sugya. So when one hears this, Simcha Shel Mitzvah is imperative. Simcha Shel Mitzvah is something essential. The Shechina is not Shoyer, Lo Yimetech Atzlus, Lo Yimetech Atzlus. The Simcha Shel Mitzvah is imperative. And the Simcha She'ena Shel Mitzvah is Maze Oisa. It doesn't do anything. And Rabbah used to start his Talmidim up with a joke. The Gemara is invited, L'chayr, that has to be Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The problem is, why is that Simcha Shel Mitzvah? The Gemara just relates that the Simcha that's good, that's needed, that's essential, that Ein Ashrin Eshoyer L'Tech Simcha, is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Simcha She'ein Shel Mitzvah is Maze Oisa. Then the Gemara relates that Rabbah would crack a joke, and then he would start cheer. Why is that Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Why is that Simcha Shel Mitzvah? That it doesn't support the earlier Gemara. The earlier Gemara said the Simcha that's valuable is only Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Then it relates a story which seems to contradict. Rabbi said a joke. Why is that Shel Mitzvah? Unless it was like a Rebbe joke. Like it was like, ha, the Gemara is so funny. Rabbi said a milsa v'nichusa, because badchi rabbanu, rabbanu left. And the Gemara is supporting that in order to learn properly, in order to be Eved Hashem properly, the person has to come with the gisha of Simcha. He has to approach with Simcha. But I thought it's only Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So we have to better define, clearly in the Gemara, we have to better define what is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. This is a Rashi. Rashi in Shabbos Baruch Hashem saves the day. Rashi saw, you'll read the sugya. What is Simcha Shel Mitzvah? What is the Simcha Shel Mitzvah that's essential? And what is Simcha that's not Shel Mitzvah? What Simcha Shel, even the word Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Of a mitzvah, what does that mean? What do the words mean? Quickly do a mitzvah and have... What is it? So Rashi says, pshat. Simcha shel mitzvah, amazing Rashi. This is a Rashi to... This is a Rashi... What, certain, many Rashi, you should memorize. This is something like... It's amazing Rashi. Lamed Amud Beis in Shabbos. Simcha shel mitzvah. Zuck Rashi. Not on like, the wrong Devei Maskel. On the Pasuk the Gemara quotes, the Gemara is saying Simcha Shel Mitzvah is a good thing, and it quotes a Pasuk that somebody couldn't have Nevuah, and he said, get somebody to play music so I can get happy. So Rashi's bothered by that's not Simcha Shel Mitzvah also, the same cash I'm asking. Get a musician to play, that's not Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Stam, he's playing music, Lebedek, and he's playing music. That's not Simcha Shel Mitzvah right there. Doesn't, the Pasuk also, the Gemara quotes, that Simcha Shel Mitzvah is good. Like that and other, you couldn't have Nevuah when he got somebody to play music. Zok Rashi. Kechuli Menagin. Mitzvah hi lahashris alav shchina. It's a mitzvah to have shchina. Why is it Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Because it's a mitzvah to have shchina. One second. Let's get this clear. What happened here was the person needs Shechina, and you can't have the Shechina Shoyra unless he has Simcha. But the only Simcha the Gemara says is effective is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So Zok the Gemara, he had somebody play music. Zok Rashi, why is it Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Because the mitzvah to have the Shechina. But he needs Simcha to have the Shechina. What does Rashi mean? What is Rashi saying? Mitzvah to have the Shechina. What's being said here, what comes out from this sugya, Rabbi says, Simcha Shel Mitzvah is fast. What Rashi is saying, Simcha Shel Mitzvah is if the purpose of the Simcha is for to do mitzvahs. Simcha Shel Mitzvah doesn't mean the Simcha b'shas the mitzvah. The Gemara is saying as follows, Simcha is an excellent means, it's a bad end. Simcha She'ein Shel Mitzvah is the goal of the Simcha, is not any mitzvah. It's Simcha as an ends. The goal is not to be happy, Abbas, in this world. That's not the goal. But you better believe that it's an essential means to reach any of the goals we have to fulfill is Simcha. We have no goal to be happy. People, my goal in life is I want to get happy. It's a very weak goal. Your goal in life, our goal in life, is to fulfill our mission to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. However, to fulfill our goal, it's e-efsher to fulfill our goal unless we have the Simcha. Somebody said me from Eretz Yisrael, one of the Bachrim, and two months ago, one of the Bachrim sent me a whole sefer that deals a lot with Simcha, very nice, because he felt as a little depressive. Now, Varsha is very sweet, but Bachrim from the Yeshiva, one of our Archavirim, sent me a sefer on Simcha, and it's a very beautiful sefer on different Yanim like this. He says, the Nesiva Shalom, such a thing, that he says, Simcha is not a mitzvah, but there's no way to perform one mitzvah without Simcha. He says, Atzvos is not an Avera, but it's the Pesach to all Averas. It's Kimara Gemara in Shabbos. This Gemara Laman Amadeus is saying as follows. The Gemara in Shabbos is saying, this Gemara Laman Amadeus is saying, that Simcha Shel Mitzvah is the Simcha that is for the purpose of leading to mitzvahs. Then it's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So this person wants to be, it's a mitzvah to have Ashura Shechina, Stam HaChedesh. Count it as a mitzvah to have Ashur HaShechina. So Ibezoi is Simcha's music was a chetimsa to have Ashur HaShechina. Ibezoi, it's a mitzvah. Ibezoi, that's called Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Ibezoi, and that's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Tak Hashem Shor HaShechina. It's very powerful. It's very important. And the Simcha that Mazeh Oisa, that what's it worth? What's it worth? Is a person that says, this makes me happy. So I like he does Rachmanot and Zaveiris. It makes me happy. So what's so? That's not the goal to be happy. If the goal is to be happy, then just find what makes you happy. That's not the goal to be happy. You need to be happy. You need to be happy for an end, with an end in mind, with an end to fulfill your tafkid, to keep our mitzvahs, to keep the mitzvahs, to keep our tafkid. That's what's being said here. That's the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's what Rabbah did. Rabbah started Mi B'dichusa as a chetimsa. The Baal Simcha is a vehicle which opens the lave. Rashi says that Simcha is Peseach as a lave. Ubadchi Rabbanan. Rabbanan laughed before the shir. Niftach liba machmas asimcha. The heart opens up when there's joy. The person's sad, his heart's closed. Doesn't affect him as much. The Torah and the mitzvah that he learns don't affect his exim as much. And if he's happy, it goes in much better. When he has simcha, the action, the mitzvah, the Torah he learns goes in much better. So Rashi, it's niftach the lev. The Rabban Batz, Rabban Niftach Liba Machmas HaSimcha. Their hearts were open because of this joy. That's the avoid of Simcha. So again, Simcha is a means. It's an essential means. There's no way to reach that without. It's not one means and there's another way of doing it. There is no other way. A person's absolutely required to be with Simcha in this world. It's a means. He has chiyuvim to raise mishpachas b'nei Torah erlich yidin. He has chiyuvim to take care of his wife. It's yefshir if he's going to be ba'atzvus. So it's an essential means for yefshir to learn Torah if he's ba'atzvus. If he has to do chesed if he's ba'atzvus. Yefshir do it to daven. You're not allowed to daven b'sechat. You're supposed to daven to Simcha also. So it's an essential means, but you have to keep in mind it's a means. Keep that in mind. It's not an ends. There's nobody. Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva, it's stressed a lot. Baruch Hashem, this yeshiva, it's a stress thing, simcha. Tremendous simcha, but it's important to speak out. Very crucial that it's stressed as a means, as an essential means. And all the simcha is a means towards the service of Hashem. An essential, one that nobody in the world could do without. But it is a means. And when it's a means, then it's simcha shel mitzvah. When it's an end, it's a simcha maza oisa. What's it worth already? It's a beautiful chayvus avodas that I would like to share with the olam on this nekuda Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is bringing out. This nekuda that you have to think tifarein how the Yetzer is pushing you. The chayvus avodas in Shai Yichar Amaisa Perakei. I'm reading from the Leiv Tov, which is a translation of the translation of the Chayvus Avodas. The top is the translation, Leiv Tov is the translation. Some of you live today, but it's an honest translation. He says as follows. He says that was a chassid who used to tell his Talmidim. V'chein ha'yachassid echad mitzav l'talmidav. There was a chassid who used to command his Talmidim. Limdai t'chilu mahu ra. First learn what is bad, kadesh takiru isai, in order they should recognize it, v'tuchlu lifresh from it, and you'll be able to separate from it. V'achachach limdui mahu atayv. Afterwards learn what's good, kadesh tasu isai. Like the Pasuk says, and he quotes a Pasuk, which says, first plow the field, get rid of all the rocks. It says, first plow the field, and first get rid of all the rocks out of the field. First, learn wrath. Learn what's bad. Learn the tricks. The Chavis Ababas learns this. Learn the tricks of the Yitzhara. Learn when you do something, learn what that the Yitzhara lurking is telling you, like the Nesiyim. You're just speaking all from a cheshbin. Learn the tricks of the Yetzirah. And he goes, it's a beautiful parak. I would like to share some of the things with Olam. He goes through, it's an amazing parak. Somebody has time to learn this parak. If you don't have time, make time. It's kedai. Yichra Maisi goes through discussions the Yetzirah has with the person. And he goes through at length discussions you're supposed to say back to the Yetzirah. He has a whole back and forth what the Yetzirah says to the person and what you're supposed to say back to the Yetzirah. And he tells it that Avodas HaChayim is he's supposed to learn the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah has certain tricks. He has certain tricks that you think you're doing a very frumazach. And the Yetzirah, in essence, it's like this mice. You're going to see it through a frumazach. It's a good cheshbon. Tifarayin, it's atzlos. He tells you some very general tricks the Yetzirah does with all of us. And he goes through by Rikas what you should say back to him. But the first thing he says is to recognize the Yetzirah. I remember in Eretz Yisrael when I was a Bachur, so on Thursday nights, the Mir just started, they asked Bachurim on Thursday nights to go to different yeshivas to learn with Bachurim, to place a little more Lebedek yeshivas. They asked guys from the Mir, they sent tenders around to go to different yeshivas. So I went to Ner Yaakov, to learn Ner Yaakov on Thursday nights. And I remember there was a Bachur who was rather doing things to change his life. He was doing things to change his life. He was a good, decent, pretty good first year. He was a very big sports fan. I don't remember how I knew this, but I held this way. I think from the outside it seemed clear to me. It's quite a few years ago. This was 11 years ago, so I don't remember why I was convinced. I don't remember why I was convinced this. But I remember being convinced at the time, he was leaving after the first year, that he was a very big sports fan. He was a big basketball fan. And I was convinced. Now, it could be that was my perspective, but I was convinced he was going back. I was convinced he was going back for the Knicks. He would claim, Allah claims why he's going back, this wasn't good for him, and Allah from a cheshbonus, tif arayin, he was going back for sports. To me as an outsider, I can't tell you now why I was sure of that, but as an outsider, I was borer kachama, it was borer to me. It was borer to me, he was going back for sports. Now, if the person recognized the Yetzirah, if he learns to recognize what voice the Yetzer Hara, if he learns to recognize Tifa's motive, then that person would say, if he would, it'd be half the battle, like this Chas HaSetra's Talmidim. Just be Makir the Yetzer, Makir what the Ra is. You Makir the Ra, the person that could fight it. He's not Makir, he thinks he's going back, it's from a Cheshbonus. He has to learn to train, he has to train himself to recognize the voice of the Yetzer Hara. A Baruch in this yeshiva was telling me a whole maisa why he wanted to go to Brooklyn. Why he wanted to go to Brooklyn, a kind of maisa, why he wanted to go back for a night. He told me about a varzach. I sat down with the bacher. I felt it was kedai. Usually you don't do it to a bacher, but I felt it was kedai for this particular bacher. I sat down with him till we went step by step, till it was baruch chametim. He was going back because he likes Essex. He likes the food in Essex. I think that was the name of the place. And it was 100% he was driving in 2 hours to eat a meal in Essex and driving back. Now if he would say that, kol kavod, if you would chap, I have yetzara for food and I'm driving 4 hours for it. Beseder, it wasn't, he was fooling, he was diluted, and on oneself, it's taka hard to discover. First, to train himself to hear your motive. Now, I'm not saying the bacher decided, this is why I'm going back. And right now, Imrav Seinecha Chilei Ulechem. The Yetzer is hungry, you have to feed him bread sometimes. Amol, it's not an usher thing necessarily. So Amol maybe should drive 4 hours, but be makir, that's why you're driving 4 hours. Be makirit. Be makir motives. It's important. It's important to recognize the Yetzer Hara, to recognize the motive. If the motive is going in to eat out of the restaurant, recognize it as such. And then you decide. He goes through a whole bunch of pituyim of the Yetzer, a whole bunch of things the Yetzer Hara tells the person. He starts out, he says, this is a pituy, he starts out like this. The Yetzer's first thing, he starts with giving you Yichamais, an earlier parakim. The first thing Yetzer tries to do, Rabbi Sai, is to get a person to have Emunah Shailas. He gets the person, as if the person has very serious Emunah Shailas, he takes Leitzanus, absolute nothingness, and he gets the person to have Emunah Shailas. I don't want to speak about these. I feel those Bachrim should be past that. If you have Yetzer Hara, laugh at it, move out there. You don't have any Emunah, you're not a philosopher, you don't have any Emunah Shailas. Don't worry. None of us, not one guy here. Bar none. You don't have Emunah Shailas. You clear, you chach, short, baloney. Mishigas. So he starts out, he rips it. Yetzer Hara comes to the person, you have deep Shailas, he tells the person. That's what he tells the person. The Chavisavavis knew this, it's funny, he knew this years ago. I thought it was like a modern thing. Chavisavavis, the Rishon knew this years ago. He starts out the bar for you should know you have Tifa Shailas. You have world Shailas that are on your shoulder. Until you're pushing these Shailas, it's going to be, Rabbi said, there's a God, the world didn't make itself. I assure you, we all know it. The world doesn't, this building didn't make itself. You see a building, it's Meir, there's a builder. There's a God, everything in the world exact, it doesn't happen by accident. If there's you see all around you, there's exact planning. If you walk into a place, let me ask you, walk into a house, and everything in the house is set up perfectly. In the fridge is orange juice, milk, set up perfectly. The beds are perfectly made with covers on them. And every aspect of the house is perfectly kept. You know there's a good housekeeper. There's somebody keeping to the house. Because the house doesn't get made by itself. The world is in such good order. Grass and trees, everything perfect, mamish. The world is, the sun comes up, everything very misudar, shines down. Everything's very organized and orderly. The rain comes, we need it, the rain comes down. Grass starts growing from it. Food grows from it. They pick the food. It's, the world runs very misudar because there's somebody who made the world and keeps to the world, mashkiach on the world, and keeps everything in order. Very simply, there's your banisham. Emunah Shailas, Rabbi Sai, nobody here has. That's it.